you've always got to try and find positives about every single game you play, and it's just certain times of games where we let ourselves down, and that's the difference, and that's my main concern. But if I go back to the Bournemouth game, which was, you know, televised, which I was fortunate enough I was able to watch it, the positives from this was that two strikers scored for us, and that's always a great thing. What was even more positive is about it was the first goal that we scored. It was a textbook of Teixeira getting into a position where you want him in that number 10 role on the half turn. Finally, you had Baldock between Stephen Cook and Tommy Elphick. His run actually created more space for Teixeira to play that through ball to him. And what Kulunga did so well, he's actually played inside Francis, who was the right back at Bournemouth. So he got goal side of him. And his run was absolutely perfect. And what happened was the ball got played through earlier, where Teixeira sometimes holds on to it a little bit too long. He got rid of it early. Players in the Championship can't cope with pace. And because they were narrow between the 18-yard box, took it around the keeper and got the goal. You talk about Brighton's second goal, another positive. It's the simplest goal you can score in football. Route one, but sometimes it can be effective as a plan B. And sometimes we haven't really done that a lot this season. El Habsi with a long kick. Gordon Greer was the man that actually flicked it on. And what Sam Baldock has done over his career is played with the big man, and he's played on the shoulder, a bit like a Nicky Forster back in his time here. Jamie Cureton is another player I can think off the top of my head. Aguero at the minute. Players that don't really do too much, but what they do is in that split second is just go on a bounce. And that's what happened is, and take nothing away from the finish from Sam Baldock. But then also you've got to talk about the negatives, and this is what I'm talking about. Too many crosses come in, and I think this is where Elliot Bennett comes into the team tonight, where defensively he'll help out the team a lot more. With the first goal, if I can talk about it, is the three players up front, Teixeira, Kulunga and Baldock, all went towards the ball, and it allowed Tommy Elphick to play out wide right to Francis, which left Joe Bennett with a two-on-one situation. Now, he didn't know whether to go with him or stay with the overlapping run of the winger. He did neither, and it was a horrible ball that got played in by Francis. And on another day, when you've got a defender facing your own goal, you can see Greer's trying to head that past the post. And again, too many crosses coming. No one was really in the box. Because the delivery was that good, it put us into a situation, put him under pressure, caused the own goal. The second goal is where we are defensively at the moment. And it's not good enough. I've spoken about it too many times now. We need leaders in the team. We need people to take examples of winning headers. We slightly switch off for the corner, and Jake Forster-Kaski gets a deflection on the cross that comes in. How long do you think that ball was in the air for?
Well, I don't know. You tell me, go on.
5 seconds.
Wow.
5 seconds. I've counted that the ball's in the air for 5 seconds. In the box, there's seven Brighton of Albion players, four Bournemouth players. So when the ball's in the air that long, you look at Greer, you look at Dunk. My two centre-halves need to come and win that. I think Teixeira's vulnerability defensively got played into play because he was standing on the edge of the box.
Yeah.
It was Tommy Elphick that ran in with the desire to head that ball. He didn't actually head it.
No.
He just created a problem.
Yeah.
Which allowed the bounce, which then allowed the goal. And that's where we are at the moment. I can't see us grinding out 1-0s. When we got back into the game, you need to see periods of the game out, and that's where we let ourselves down massively. You talk about the penalty. Listen, this happens in football. Concentration. Lewis, he knows he made a mistake. Very, very rare now do you see in the modern game a player not complaining when you give away a penalty. When you give away a penalty now, they all ran around the referee's hand and never touched him. He knew straight away, put his hands over his head, and you were hoping for Habsi on his debut to save it. But that's where we are at the moment. Better play going up front, and I think that's where Bennett and Loire come in, because I think they will actually help Baldock up front on his own, because they can run infield with the ball, which allows through balls to come through.